Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. There's a trend in many schools across America you may not know about, the elimination of recess. As pressure to increase grades and test scores began to dominate the educational landscape, policymakers and school districts opted to reduce or do away with recess to give kids more classroom time. On the surface, this may have made sense, but with the rise of childhood obesity, diminished ability to concentrate, and depression among school-aged children, many are pointing out the benefits of recess. It offers kids the chance to engage in physical activity, practice creativity and problem-solving, and enjoy free play. And those benefits carry through the rest of the school day.
The Society of Health and Physical Educators, better known as SHAPE America, are advocates of recess and every opportunity that empowers children to lead healthy and active lives during the school day. Here to explain why recess is such a vital part of the school day and what the current educational guidelines are regarding recess is Michelle Carter, SHAPE America's Senior Program Manager. Michelle has also served as a health and physical education teacher in the Washington, D.C. public school system.
Welcome to Take Care, Michelle. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Just to make sure that we're all on the same page, can you define recess and explain how it differs from physical education, the PE that is a required part of a school curriculum?
Sure. So recess is a period of time in the school day when students are encouraged to be physically active and engaged with their peers in an activity of their choice. So that's kind of, it's more open. Physical education is more structured in the sense that it should be standards-based, and it has a curriculum, and it has lessons and objectives. So there's more intent behind physical education versus recess as an opportunity for a student to engage in self-selected activities.
Many schools have cut back on recess in favor of additional academic time in the classroom, yet study after study show that there's a connection between recess and better academic achievement. What are the other benefits of recess for children?
I think it's a chance for them to obviously increase their level of physical activity. Sometimes at home, you know, that we struggle with our students, there's the enticing appeal of, you know, the computer and video games and things like that. So it gives an opportunity for physical activity throughout the day, which a lot of students, they don't play outside like they used to anymore. It improves their memory and attention. So those sort of things. And it's also a great way to reduce the disruptive behavior in a classroom management aspect. So there's tons of benefits. There's those chance for communication skills that kind of happen organically with problem solving. Happens organically with other students and their peers, and it's not structured between teachers and things. So negotiation and that sort of thing, learning how to share. So those social and emotional development improves as well through recess.
Do you find that you often hear the argument, well, they get physical education and that's structured and that's how they learn and that's part of the school day, but just open free time isn't beneficial to them? What do you say to that?
So students in physical education are learning skills and behaviors and helping, you know, improve their attitudes related to health, lifestyle behaviors that will last into adulthood. So they're learning specific skills. They're learning even kicking or moving, how to move your body, why it's important. And then I feel the recess component of it is that now they get to apply those skills. So things that they're learning in physical education, now that they can apply it in recess or other physical activity opportunities, which I think are important in fighting obesity, childhood obesity, and continuing positive, healthy behaviors that go into adulthood once children, you know, graduate from high school.
Now, if you could wave a magic wand, what components would you put in for a high-quality recess program? And would it be every day? And if it was, how many minutes a day? If you could design a recess program for all schools to use as a model, what would you do within, you know, reason and the confines of a day, an academic day?
Right. So I think that's really the biggest issue with it is that, you know, administrators and people who are at that, you know, higher decision making level, that it's the confines of when the student is within the day. But if I could wave a magic wand, definitely at least minimum 20 minutes. That's one of our recommendations and strategies is that at least 20 minutes every day, and this would be for grades K through 12. I think we think of recess typically for the elementary school student, but it has a lot of value for secondary students as well. And it would be before lunch. Before lunch promotes, you know, the appetite, and students will eat, and then they eat more, they serve nutrition. And it would be, you know, all schools would have the equipment necessary, and they'd have a plan in place. So strategies for, you know, inclement weather, that's not an excuse not to have recess if it's raining or if it's snow or it's cold. So those are kind of the big picture items that I would think of if I could have a magic wand. At least 20 minutes every day, K through 12 students. And this is in addition to physical education. So they wouldn't cut physical education to accommodate recess.
Is a lack of supervision and staffing shortages part of the reason that schools don't offer daily recess? Are they worried about liability when they allow kids to play freely on the playground?
I think it very well could be a potential reason, especially if a school is not adequately staffed to provide supervision for recess. Definitely would be a liability issue. And I think we live in, you know, a culture or society that, you know, that could definitely be a real issue to be sued or to have some kind of backlash if a student were to get hurt in terms of that, because you definitely need staff to supervise students and trained staff to monitor recess to, you know, kind of avoid those things, injuries and whatnot. They should have adequate equipment, and you don't need a lot of equipment, and you don't necessarily need, you know, monkey bars and playgrounds. But I think the key point is just making sure that they students do have an opportunity to move, to be physically active.
Before we go, tell us a little bit about your organization and how parents, adults, other interested parties can get involved.
Sure. So we're a national organization, membership organization for health and physical education teachers. We developed strategies for recess in collaboration with the CDC. We did an environmental scan of available resources and kind of come up with 19 strategies or best practices related to recess. So right now there's a lot of recess moms that go by across the nation. So this would be a great place for those people who are interested in advocating for more recess in that nature. I would say that if you are advocating, be careful with what you ask for, because what we're seeing is that states like Arizona and Florida have now mandated recess daily. Florida now has 20 minutes mandated and Arizona has 50. But what they're doing is looking to cut physical education, and we definitely don't want that to happen. So make sure that we're, you know, recess in addition to physical education, and that they could be meeting recess or time for physical activity through physical education time to meet those minutes of physical activity. So we have great resources on our website at shapeamerica.org specific to recess and even other advocacy tools that people can use.
The argument for the importance of recess from the Society of Health and Physical Educators, better known as Shape America. Michelle Carter is Shape America's Senior Program Manager, and she's also served as a health and physical education teacher in the Washington, D.C. public school system. Michelle, thank you so much for letting our audience know the importance of recess and why having kids outside every single day really makes a difference in their academic careers.
No problem. Thanks for having me.